Trade Networks Face New Menace in a Coronavirus by Peter Goodman. In 2002, when a lethal pneumonia-like virus known as SARS emerged in China, the country's factories were mostly churning out low-cost goods like T-shirts and sneakers for customers around the world. 17 years later, another deadly virus is spreading rapidly through the world's most populous country. But China has evolved into a principal element of the global economy, making the epidemic a substantially more potent threat to fortunes. International companies that rely on Chinese factories to make their products and depend on Chinese consumers for sales are already warning of costly problems. Apple, Starbucks, and IKEA have temporarily closed stores in China. Shopping malls are deserted, threatening sales of Nike sneakers, Under Armour clothing, and McDonald's hamburgers. Factories making cars for General Motors and Toyota are delaying production as they wait for workers to return from the Lunar New Year holiday, which has been extended by the government to halt the spread of the virus. International airlines, including American, Delta, United, Lufthansa, and British Airways, have canceled flights to China. China's economic growth is expected to slip this year to 5.6%, down from 6.1% last year, according to a conservative forecast from Oxford Economics that is based on the impact of the virus so far. That would, in turn, reduce global economic growth for the year by 0.2% to an annual rate of 2.3%, the slowest pace since the global financial crisis a decade ago. Returning from a long holiday for the first time since the coronavirus's threat became clear, Chinese investors sent shares in China down about 8% on Monday. Stock markets around the world have plunged in recent days as the sense takes hold that a public health crisis could morph into an economic shock. In a sign of deepening concern, China's leaders on Sunday outlined plans to inject fresh credit into the economy. That will include a net $22 billion to shore up money markets, as well as looser borrowing terms for Chinese companies. Though China's factories still produce a mind-bending array of relatively simple, low-value products like clothing and plastic goods, they have long since achieved dominance in more advanced and lucrative pursuits like smartphones, computers, and auto parts. The country has evolved into an essential part of the global supply chain, producing components needed by factories from Mexico to Malaysia. China has also risen into an enormous consumer market, a nation of 1.4 billion people with a growing appetite for electronic gadgets, fashion apparel, and trips to Disneyland. The trade war waged by the Trump administration has prompted a partial decoupling of the United States and China, the two largest economies on Earth. Multinational companies that have used factories in China to make their wares have sought to avoid American tariffs by shifting production to other countries, especially Vietnam. The coronavirus might accelerate that trend, at least for a time, should global companies find themselves locked out of China.